kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Happier 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. Your phone calls, they're welcome here. You can react to the speech given by President Joe Biden in Atlanta today. Played a lot of that right here on Devil Radio. And that speech contained a statement by Joe Biden. He called the January 6th the insurrection, called it a coup. I might be mistaken, but that's the first time I've heard Joe Biden use those strong and appropriate words to describe what happened on January 6th. Now, I'm less clear if he's talking about the violent insurrection incited by Trump or the procedural insurrection, the coup d'etat, being, you know, carried out by the Trump sycophants. Think Eastman. Think Peter Navarro. Think Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani, by the way, breaking news at this moment, the January 6th committee would like the testimony of Rudy. And it's unclear at this point whether or not he has been subpoenaed, but one can only imagine it's going to be a lot of dripping hair dye that day as the man sweats through his depositions in front of the January 6th committee. And I don't see how he avoids giving that testimony. 844-967-2789. Lots of people want a piece. Let's get to them. Anthony from Madison. Welcome back, Anthony. How you been?
I've been well. How's it going, sir?
Man, hanging in there. Expanded back into Milwaukee. So good things happening, hopefully, for us and democracy this year. But, Anthony, what do you think? Nice. What do you think of the president's speech down in Atlanta, if you heard it here?
Oh, no, I don't listen to President Biden. Not if I can help it. No. Did he talk about nationwide preclearance in that John Lewis Voting Rights Act?
I did not hear him mention preclearance during the course of that speech.
No nationwide preclearance. Oh, did he mention reparations, perhaps?
That's been a hot topic for you, Anthony, but less so for Biden.
Okay. Sure. No, that's why I don't listen to Biden. I don't need lip service from him. He told me when he got elected, and I didn't vote for him personally, but he said when he got elected, he banged on the lectern, if I'm very much mistaken. Black people, you had my back, and I'll have yours. We're in year two of the Biden presidency, and he's just now getting around to making sure that voting rights are a thing? No, I didn't watch the Biden speech. I'm not impressed with his actions thus far. And really, the only reason I called is because you've been having Senate candidates come on, and I want to make sure that you're asking them about reparations when they show up, including Tammy Baldwin when she gets there tomorrow.
Well, I'll scribble a note to myself, Anthony. No promises, man. Any other thoughts? We've had a couple of recent Senate candidates. Mandela Barnes earlier today, Sarah Godlewski on January 6th, and a few more this week. What's been your impression of the field? I mean, you got to like one or more of these candidates better than Ron Johnson.
Well, I did certainly like what I heard from Mandela just recently. And I'll be honest, I think he was kind of on the same wavelength as me as far as voting rights. I definitely should have been first 30 days, first 60 days, first 100 days in the agenda, and it's taken almost a year now for Biden to get to this critical piece of saving the democracy. You know, folks like me who've been supporting Democrats for years and years, we're kind of tired of the lip service. And if we're not seeing action, maybe we just will get another Ron Johnson and try and get him out in 28.
Well, we might get the same old Ron Johnson. Anthony, appreciate you listening. Got lots of callers going to keep moving down the phones at 844-967-2789. Biden went to Georgia today. And I think we sometimes forget about the Senate special elections. Remember the special elections? Remember David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler? January 5th, the day before the insurrection, if my memory serves, they had specials. And two Democrats won election in the state of Georgia. And these are troubling times in the state of Georgia. I think Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia had Brian Kemp, the current Georgia governor, not been in charge of his own election. Let's just say that. It just smacks of, you know, something not quite right. But go Dawgs, national champions. They kicked Alabama's ass. 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Ray from the leftist coast. Ray from Seattle. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Coot. How you doing today?
Good, man. How you been?
I'm really good. Look, I like the tone that Biden is finally taking. I think he should have taken it a long time ago. But I like the tone he's taking.
A fiery speech today, it's being described as. I felt it was. How about you, Ray? You like it? Is it because of the fire in his belly?
Yeah, it's because of the fire in his belly. Sounds like he's got a little fight, you know. And it started with the January 6th speech. And I just think, you know, you have to have that if you're really going to get anything done. You know?
I mean, if he's nothing got the bullet hole. Ray, lots of people gave Donald Trump credit for being a fighter. Do you think that Joe Biden is trying to claim that mantle? Do you think he's trying to demonstrate to the American people, well, on voting rights, on these important issues, on trying to, you know, preserve democracy, I'm out here fighting with you, for you, and with a belly full of passion. Is that the impression you get from Joe Biden in the current?
That is the impression I get. And I think it's something that he has to do. I think it's something we have to do. But, Cootie, what I see here is, some of this is our responsibility also. I mean, we should be up in arms with what the Republicans are doing. I mean, we should be standing in front of the White House raising hell about this. Don't you think?
Well, Ray, I appreciate the fact that you listen to me, man, but I'm like the guy out in front of the tire store, the air balloon, you know, waving his arms in the breeze. I mean, I'm doing it every day, Ray. I'm doing my part. I am definitely trying to bring attention to these issues. I appreciate you listening, man. Any other thoughts before we move down the phones?
No, that's it. And thank you. Thanks. I listen to you every day. I think you know that. So I don't call often, but nice to call in.
Well, Ray, nice to have you call in. 844-967-2789. Making new friends. Pizza Box Mike, an old friend. Welcome back, man. What do you got for us?
The show.
You had me going on Saturday as well. Pizza Box, you're going to have to do a promo for our new affiliate, WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shaw.
Well, I want to have like Anthony and Ray on my show for a week, man. That is just like, that's my kind of caller. And yeah, Ray, we should be going there, you know, and I don't know how many people can or are in a position to, but we should create that situation as soon as we can. And in the meantime, what we do is build these armies of peaceful protesters going to the Capitol and embarrassing these clowns, man. There's nothing more fun than doing that, isn't Mike, it, Crudy? You've been there.
I have been there. Michael, you know what it was like when 100,000-plus Wisconsinites rised up and went to the state capitol in protest against the former administration, against the, I'm going to call it the fascist wanker administration. Well, Michael, I think we sometimes feel defeated here in the state of Wisconsin. He survived the recall. He got stronger. He built up his national donor base. He went off and ran for president and failed miserably. But he won the recall. And I have not seen that same sort of passion on the streets. I mean, they couldn't have all moved to the Sun Belt, Michael. There's still got to be some good progressive souls in the state of Wisconsin that are outraged. And they should be in the streets. They should be at the Capitol. When's the action? When's the general strike going to happen, Pizza Box?
Well, for me, it's like, you know, wrestling. Well, you know, and I came from a wrestling family. You know, you get beat once, right? What do? You sit around and cry and go home? No, you go home, you drink more milk, you do more push-ups, and then you find a way to kick that guy's ass. You don't go home and quit. The sad part is that was a beautiful day, and it was cold as hell, almost like a day like today. And everybody was out there. And unfortunately for me, you know, my parents were there. My dad's been gone for 6 years now. And a lot of other people that were there that day never got to see justice done in this state or in this land. I mean, for centuries, this is just kind of a joke. And I'm pissed off. And I'm going to not stop till, you know, more people join me, man.
Well, Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It literally started on our street. Pizza Box Mike, Saturdays right here on Devil Radio, and Kakaw the Shaw. Listen to him noon to 1 p.m. It's worth a listen. Appreciate you contributing, Pizza Box. Going to keep moving down the phones at 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you've been patient. Welcome, Dick.
Hey, Kurt, I got an idea on maybe why he waited so long. I'm talking about Biden. People got incredibly short memories.
An idea or an excuse? But go ahead.
No. I'm serious. Think about it. Keep your powder dry until it's really relevant. Most people, you know, but anyway, why doesn't he use the bully pulpit the rest of the way now? First of all, you got all these senators that in 2006, some of them still around, that voted for this. Out them and keep doing it. And another thing, what about this guy that with the stupid watercolor pictures, the former president? At least Cheney, the war criminal, showed up with his daughter. Let's start lobbying W and different people like this to get behind this. It's the right thing to do. Clinton, get off your butt. You're supposedly friends with the stupid Bush family. Go that route because you know you're never going to get Sinema and you're never going to get Manchin. So now we have to go after some other people to try and stimulate the votes to get this done.
So W is going to what? Go out and challenge Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and Mitt Romney?
He needs, just to say anything, to get them off their butt. I mean, your legacy's pathetic as it is. Maybe you could revive it.
And just so I'm clear, Dick, who's got the pathetic legacy? Are you talking about me, man? Because that kind of hurts.
No, I'm talking about George W. Bush and Cheney and all of that administration. You know, they're stupid. Nicole Wallace, who worked for him, is now got a show on television. And for crying out loud, she's totally dissed the party. The least they could do is come out and say, we're done with this party as it stands right now, and let's move forward, and let's get the voting rights thing done. That's all I'm saying.
It's going to take a lot of anti-Trumpers, Dick. I'm not sure how many Republicans of conscience there are left. I think there are opportunist Republicans. I think there are people like Charlie Sykes. You remember Charlie Sykes? Used to work on WTMJ, right down the righty-whitey dial. Did so for like 25 years. Helped to raise a guy like Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson gives Charlie Sykes all the credit for getting him elected the first time back in 2010. First helping him win the primary and then helping him get elected. Well, even Charlie Sykes has written a cautionary tale. Maybe I'll share some of his newest submission at the Bulwark in the last segment. But let's get to a few more callers against my better judgment. Welcome back, CJ.
Thanks for having me. You know, where was Stacey Abrams?
Otherwise detained.
Her election.
She was washing her hair, apparently. Had a conflicting, she wasn't at the event. And, I saw Fox News casting shade about the topic. I would agree with Fox News in this case. This is her hot topic.
That's all I get, Curdy.
What's that?
That's all I can talk to you about.
Is what?
Well, you got the music, so I guess I'm going to be cut off.
But you are going to be cut off, but you can either use this time to speak or you can use this time to bemoan the short appearance.
Well, you know, let's get down to it. It's all about voting rights, and the only way you guys win is like New York going to let illegal, undocumented aliens
ridiculous,
vote now.
CJ. Come on, man.
The
only way we win is by showing up with more votes at the polling place. Tell me. Was Joe Biden legitimately elected through the Electoral College? Did he get more votes, CJ?
Curdy, should the illegal aliens...
Can you not answer that question? I mean, I don't care about metropolitan voting in New York City. I care about the broader nation and democracy, CJ. How about you, man?
Right,
is Joe Biden legitimate?
It's incremental. And that's exactly why Stacey Abrams didn't show up. It's all about reparations.
I don't even know why you're going there, CJ. Have a great day, man. Give it another crack tomorrow. 844-967-2789. One last segment, Devil's Advocates.